Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now David sends one out to center field. Almonte going back, still going at the wall. It's off the wall and a vicious ricochet. Scoring from third is Bogaerts. Throw wild back into the infield. And to second base with an RBI double goes Ortiz, and the Red Sox take a 1-0 lead.
Unfortunately, in the way of highlights, that was about it for the game yesterday in Cleveland for Red Sox fans, because the Sox ultimately lost 3-1 to the Indians, giving the Indians the sweep as the Red Sox wrapped up another disappointing season. The Sox finished the year in last place in the AL East for the second year in a row. With us this morning to assess the Red Sox season and changes that might come in the offseason is baseball writer, our baseball analyst, Glenn Stout. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, there was a fair amount of optimism as the season began with quite a few new faces for the Red Sox, but they finished with a record of 78 wins against 84 losses. What went wrong?
Well, a lot of things went wrong. Namely, I think a lot of the high-priced talent they brought in this year simply didn't deliver. Right now, they appear to be stuck with Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval and Rick Porcello and Wade Miley. And none of those four, all of whom are making a lot of money, give you real reason for optimism that they're going to perform up to their contracts. Now, on the positive side, there's a lot of other people who do give you some promise.
For example?
Well, I think, a lot of Red Sox fans are feeling pretty good about the last 6 weeks or 2 months of the season, where you've seen Jackie Bradley emerge. Looks like he might be a major league ball player. Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts have settled in. They look like they're both going to be very, very good. So, you know, if I'm a Red Sox fan right now, I'm a little cautiously optimistic going into next year.
What's the future of veteran slugger David Ortiz? He started slow, but he ended in such a spectacular fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, David is kind of like at the precipice of ending things up. But there are some cracks in his facade right now. He doesn't hit left-handers very well anymore. He doesn't hit outside of Fenway Park in most ballparks as well as he used to anymore. But I think, you know, if you get a David Ortiz for a good 120 games, that's probably more valuable to you than having him at 150 or 160 where he can't perform at his best.
Pitching, mixed results there. Certainly the rookie Eduardo Rodriguez did pretty well for a young guy. What about the rest of the squad? Do they need major help?
Well, I think that in a perfect world, the Red Sox would go out and get a number one starter. That would relieve a guy like Rodriguez of the pressure of kind of leading this staff.
And finally, the coach, manager John Farrell. He was away from the team for a good part at the end of the year, undergoing cancer treatment for lymphoma. That's over now. The Red Sox have already announced that he'll be back. Are you surprised by the commitment to Farrell that early?
I'm really not surprised. I kind of think there's nothing else you could really do. I mean, it's a horrible situation for Farrell to be in. And, you know, you're not going to take someone's job away because they're undergoing cancer treatment. You know, that being said, the Red Sox did very good under Torey Lovullo. But it's also they did very well during a time where there was really no pressure on them.
So what I hear you saying in the big picture, Glenn Stout, is that you're thinking that the Red Sox will probably not be a last place team next year for the third year in a row.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely that they'd be a last-place team for the third year in a row next year. I'm not quite sure they're going to be a first-place team either. But, you know, given the expanded playoffs, I suspect that next year, at the very least, they should be in a fight for one of those wild-card spots.
Glenn Stout, baseball analyst, is long-form editor for SB Nation and series editor for the Best American Sports Writing. Thanks, as always, Glenn, for speaking with us this season.
Thank you, Bob. I'm looking forward to spring.